This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
The North American International Auto Show kicked off this week in Detroit, and General Motors unveiled a concept car there called the Chevrolet Bolt. It's an electric car, and GM says the plan is for the Bolt to go more than 200 miles on a single charge and to cost about $30,000. If the carmaker is able to do that, and to do it in just 2 years, as it reportedly hopes to, that'd be a big deal, because range and price have been two things standing in the way of wider adoption of electric vehicles. Levi Tilleman is the author of The Great Race, The Global Quest for the Car of the Future, and Levi joins us now to talk about it. Hey, Levi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. So you just got back from the Detroit Auto Show, and I wonder, when the curtain came up there, how many of the cars they had on display, the concept cars, were in fact electric cars?
So it seemed like every automaker worth their salt had an electric vehicle on the floor. There were a few boutique car makers who did not have an electric vehicle, like Alfa Romeo, but that's not really a broadly sold brand.
When did people begin to think about creating an electric vehicle? How long has this idea been around, this goal been around?
So electric cars have actually been around since the 1890s, and one of the reasons that people were excited about this was because there was an environmental crisis that resulted from dung from horses piling up all around the cities. It was a mess, and electric vehicles were a solution. Then a guy named Henry Ford came along, and he pioneered a new generation of very low-cost, sturdy internal combustion engine vehicles that just dramatically surpassed the electric car in terms of their distance, in terms of their practicality. Electric batteries are really big, and they don't carry that much energy compared to gasoline, for instance.
You characterize this developing electric car as a race, and this is a $3 trillion industry, the global auto industry. What's at stake in this great race?
Yeah, it's a huge industry. And, you know, some people say it's $2 trillion. Some people say it's $4 trillion. I think it depends on how you do the numbers.
A lot of zeros, nonetheless.
There are a lot of zeros. It's a big industry, and there are a lot of jobs at stake, and there's a lot of money at stake. When I talk about the great race to build the car of the future, what I'm really talking about is a race to dominate international markets and a race for countries like Japan, China, and the United States to build, sell, and export the car of the future.
One of the arguments you make in your book is that the U.S. government has to get more involved in this marketplace, that they have to do more to encourage the development and the manufacture of electric cars. There's some reluctance in this country. Historically, there has been some reluctance to have the government sort of engineer sectors like this.
That's a great point. And I think the thing that we have to remember when we're looking at free markets is markets are incredibly powerful, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're intelligent. And so in the case of electric vehicles, what we see is a situation where one state has a specific regulatory authority to mandate that automakers produce a specific kind of vehicle. Now, the cool thing that they did is they didn't just mandate the percentage of vehicles that had to be electric. They allowed automakers to buy and sell those credits between themselves. And that has really introduced a huge amount of efficiency into what could otherwise be considered a pretty draconian mandate.
I know there have been reports that people's appetites for bigger cars now might be growing because they don't have to worry about the price of gas as much as they had over these last couple of years. Is that a short-term challenge, or is it something that you think the industry is going to have to keep dealing with?
Well, it's definitely an issue. That said, because of this cool synthetic market that's been created by the Californians, there's kind of a shock absorber built into the electric vehicle market. Auto companies have to sell a certain percentage of their vehicles as electric cars. And if for some reason they're not reaching that percentage, if they're not fulfilling California's mandate, then the price of the credits that you get for selling an electric vehicle goes up. And that gives you an incentive to drop the price of your electric vehicle and sell more. Because if you don't get those credits by selling cars yourself, you're going to have to buy them from someone else.
What does this car of the future look like? Is it going to be electric? Is every car going to be electric in the future?
Every major automotive manufacturer worth its salt has a very serious autonomous driving program. So, yeah, I think we're going to have cars that are electric, and I think we're going to have cars that drive themselves.
Levi Tilleman, a fellow at the New America Foundation, is the author of The Great Race, The Global Quest for the Car of the Future. Levi, thanks very much.
Thanks, David.